CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, and the challenge for the Biden administration, as it was for the Trump, the Obama, and the Bush administration, is that you have two hemispheres moving in different directions. There is the Western Hemisphere that is talking. There's the Eastern Hemisphere, that would include Eurasia, that is not talking, is acting. The Russians, we've discussed. The Chinese, the People's Republic of China, is also acting. We have this from CNN Business reporting that what we're seeing right now in the 18 months since Beijing imposed a sweeping national security law in Hong Kong, the line defining what can still be published without breaking the law has become blurred. That's made it all the more difficult for journalists to know what the authorities consider acceptable and what could land them in prison for years. The arrests continue, the detentions, the threats, the closing down. Mary, you were many years part of the journalism in Hong Kong. Is it over? Have the People's Republic of China shut down their dissent?
Oh, yeah, it's over. Yeah, it's absolutely over. And this is the insidious way that a totalitarian regime curbs speech. They don't actually have to dictate it or legislate it, although they will. It's a climate of fear. And so you see publications self-censor. You see investigative journalists or hard-hitting anchors quit and take other jobs to preserve their safety. And that allows the government of Carrie Lam, who is a lackey of Beijing, to say, oh, we didn't tell you to quit, and we didn't tell you to shut down the publication. We didn't tell you to do that at all. That was your choice. Of course it isn't their choice. They can read the writing on the wall. You know, the Foreign Press Corps is leaving, moving offices to places like Taipei and to Seoul and to Singapore. In fact, Dow Jones did that many years ago. They split the offices after the handover. They put a big office in Hong Kong and another one in Singapore because they didn't know what the environment would be after the communists took over. And so what was once a hub of very, very vibrant debate and investigative reporting and the only place where you could really get a truthful look at what was going on in the mainland has become a place that looks not unlike Beijing or Shanghai. And even though you still have international outlets, like for instance, CNN still broadcasts from Hong Kong, you'd be hard pressed to find them doing investigative stories into Xi Jinping and his family and the corruption at the very top of the regime. They're not going to do stories like that because they know it would put their people at risk and they'd get turfed out of Hong Kong. And they want those connections. It's very sad.
There's an equation, Mary, that I cannot solve, but I've never been to Hong Kong, and I've only heard stories. The financial community is rich, and the mainland depends upon it. The financial community has driven those apartment prices, the land prices in Hong Kong, sky high. Is the financial community also at risk? Is it getting ready to depart?
Well, Hong Kong used to drive a significant portion of China's economy, and that's not true anymore. And a lot of the investment in various aspects of the Chinese economy, whether it's directly into manufacturing facilities or financial investments, is going into the mainland. Now, Beijing may have an interest in keeping a facade that Hong Kong is still a vibrant place to list and to invest. I'm sure they would prefer that it just happens directly in a way that they can control, but the market's already set up and there are a lot of people invested there. And I think that Hong Kong is not dead as a financial center because some portion of fund management will still want exposure. And right now the easiest way to get exposure to the mainland market is through Hong Kong listed stocks. So we may kick them off of our exchanges here, but the money will still go over there. Now, in terms of where those people are located, senior executives, yes, they have started.
We have 30 seconds, Mary. Go ahead.
They want their families safe. And so you've seen senior financial executives move their families to Singapore and to Bangkok and to other places. Singapore will probably be the recipient of a lot of those outflows. But is Hong Kong dead as a financial market? No, not yet.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. The Western Hemisphere talks, the Eastern Hemisphere in Hong Kong, muzzles dissent. In Ukraine, making conversation with General Winter.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.